There's an underused tax credit in South Carolina, and it might benefit your company. To tell us about it, we're talking with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, what can you tell us about this credit?
Well, we worked hard, I'm going to say 5 to 6 years ago, to establish the agribusiness tax credit. And we patterned it after what the state ports use, in that companies get a credit if they increase the number of the little shipping containers coming through the port, coming in or going out. So we said if a company who is buying South Carolina crops for their processing business will increase those purchases from 1 year to the next, then we want to encourage that by way of this agribusiness tax credit. So that has been in place, and every year about this time, we try to reach out and remind companies who think they might qualify to look into it, because it can make a difference to some of them. It's not for everybody. A company has to purchase at least $100,000 of agricultural products, be it crops or other things, and then establish a base year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, they need to increase those purchases by 15%. So if they do that and they meet the minimums, then they could qualify for up to $100,000 credit against their income taxes or withholding taxes on employees. So it is all designed as one of our tools in the toolbox of growing the agribusiness industry in South Carolina. We've had better use of it in the last few years because we do things like we're doing right now, talk about it, and try to get folks to look into it and apply for it.
This sounds like a program that really a lot of businesses could take advantage of. The idea is just, as you said, we've got to get the word out to let them know it's available to them.
That's right. We work with, you know, companies, CPAs and business development, and Clemson Extension, you name it, to help us get the word out. But the reason we want to talk about it now, the end of this month, September 30th, is the deadline to apply. So now's the time to give it a good hard look.
What products in South Carolina actually qualify for this credit that the buyers can take advantage of?
Well, it is primarily crops that we grow, and that's been used by the poultry feed manufacturing folks who are buying corn and soybeans. It's been used by cotton first purchasers, and some of them who are spinning cotton here in South Carolina or even over in North Carolina, but buying it here. We actually had a landscaper, I think, use it, because he purchased additional landscaping products, whether it's sod or plants, for his landscaping business. So it's just to point out, it's a wide variety that can qualify a buyer to make this tax credit a reality.
If folks want more information about this, how can they get that, Commissioner?
All righty. A website. And that is scagribusiness.com. So scagribusiness.com. And you can get some of the details. And hopefully a person or two listening will take a look at it and maybe qualify.
Excellent. Well, for more information, visit that website, and perhaps your business can take advantage of these tax credits in the coming year. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.